Kumusta, Houston? At nakalagay pa ang ating disclaimer there. Yes, there it is. Kumusta, Houston, Texas? Kumusta hindi natin ang mga taga New Jersey and all other states? Ganun din, of course, sa Philippines, Canada, Australia, United Arab Emirates, o nasan man kayo naroon ngayon. Samahan niyo ako sa isang oras na usapang off the record. I am your host, Eileen Ligot-Dizon. I'm an attorney licensed here in the state of Texas and in the Philippines, and I'm managing partner of Ligot-Dizon Law Firm based here in Houston, Texas. Mapapanood at mapapakinggan nyo kami sa dito every Friday at 9 p.m. Central Time and Saturday naman yan 10 a.m. sa Philippines. We are live stream via Roof Chamber Radio Pinoy Facebook and YouTube, and of course sa akin din ang mismong Eileen Ligot-Dizon Facebook page. Okay, like and follow us so you will be notified of our upcoming live shows. Ayan. At of course kami rin ay mapapakinggan via Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, and Listen Notes. Kaya naman, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening sa lahat ng audience and listeners ng Usapang Off the Record. Please post your greetings, your shoutouts, your comments and questions in the comment box, and we will read them during the show. Ayan. Sa mga kaganapan sa Philippines, it's official na in a joint session of Congress. Nabalitaan namin on Wednesday that naproklama na si Ferdinand Bongbong Marcos Jr. as the country's next president and Sara Duterte the next vice president. And also then yung 55 winning party list groups which secured a combined 62 seats were also proclaimed. Meanwhile, here in the US, we will have our election pa in November this year. But bago yun natin pag-usapan, of course, today we will meet the Filipino-American mayor of Bergen Field, New Jersey. At hindi lang natin siya makikilala, kundi pag-uusapan pa natin ang naturalization and citizenship. Sasagutin na natin ang mga katanungan gaya ng what is naturalization and why is it important? Katulad ng tanong na who are eligible to apply for naturalization when is denial of your citizenship can lead to loss of your green card or ganun ba talaga ang mangyayari? So, ano pa ba? Alamin na natin ang sagot sa mga katanungan na yan. Now, let me introduce our featured guest for today. Ayan. Of course, ang ating featured guest, katulad nga ng nabanggit ko kanina, ay siya ay ang mayor. Siya ay mayor ng Bergen Field, New Jersey. And bago siya naging mayor ng Bergen Field, ay naging councilman din siya noon. He was elected actually in 2020 as mayor ng Bergen Field. Tapos, tinagurian siyang pandemic mayor kasi nga naman, panahon ng pandemya noon. At katuloy na nabanggit ko, bago naman siya naging mayor, he served as a councilman then. And aside from being mayor right now, he is also a practicing attorney. And we will talk about his law practice later. Ang ating guest ay pinanganak. He was born and raised in Bel Air, Aurora. Kaya sa mga taga Aurora dyan, hello sa inyo dyan sa Philippines, Bel Air, Aurora, Philippines. Parents ng ating special guest ay both public school teachers. Ayan, so saludo naman kami sa lahat ng mga teachers because kung wala ang ating mga teachers, wala tayo dito. And our guest is married to Ilya Evangelista. She is a nurse by profession. Mga nurses dyan, saludo din kami sa inyo. And they have two sons, parehong boys, no? Si Lance, high school, and si Andrew, 5 years old. Kaya please welcome Mayor Arvin Amatorio. Welcome to Usapang Off the Record, Mayor.
Magandang gabi sa iyo, Eileen, sa mga tagapakinig mo at mga tagapanood. Magandang gabi po sa inyong lahat. Magandang umaga dun sa mga nasa Pilipinas. At magandang tanghali po dun sa mga nasa ibang lugar sa buong mundo. I know that you have a lot of followers and listeners all over the United States and worldwide. So, saludo rin ako sa iyo, Eileen, for your program. Maraming salamat for having me tonight. And sa inyo po, mabuhay po mga kababayan, mga Pilipino.
Yan, maraming salamat. How are you, Mayor? Kumusta na ba sa Bergen Field, New Jersey ngayon?
Mabuti naman po. We're very fortunate dito sa Bergen Field that kahit pa paano, na-control po namin yung, like what you said, the pandemic. So we're
Mm-hmm.
moving forward towards the recovery, yung mga businesses, and continue yung mga projects namin. At kasalukuyan po, we are very busy with our Mayor's Wellness Campaign. So meron po akong 8-week Mayor's Wellness Campaign. Ang tawag ko po dyan is more fun and healthier in Bergenfield. So,
More fun and healthier in Bergenfield.
yes
Wow.
po, opo.
Alam ko marami ka pang ano mga projects diyan, pag-usapan natin 'yan ano pagka pumunta tayo doon sa ano na nga bang mayor, ano na nga bang meron sa Bergenfield. Pero syempre gusto muna nating malaman mayor. Dahil maraming curious, no? Sino ba tong ano Filipino-American mayor sa Bergenfield? So tell us about your Filipino roots, please.
Gaya nga po ng sabi niyo, Aileen, I came from I was born and raised in Valera, Aurora. And then I went to I took up economics in college. I graduated from Letran, and then I had a law degree. And then right after po ng graduation, sinundan ko po yung missus ko. She was here, so it was really love that brought me here in the United States.
That's
So,
so nice to hear.
it was a tough at the beginning for me because you know, it's a new country, it's a new challenge, and I was leaving behind that time a great career and a profession. So, but ganun po talaga, you'll have to sacrifice if you want to be with someone that you love.
Oh, nako naman, parang ano, Valentine's Day ngayon. Anyway, so a mayor, yun nga, nabanggit mo na you moved to the US and then, you know, you started your career here. Alam nyo kasi meron nakapagsabi sa akin, when I was in the Court of Appeals, meron dong attorney na kaibigan ko na sabi niya, why are you going to the US? Sabi niya, you know, walang career doon ng mga lawyers. Unless, of course, you start all over again. So, tanong ko, did you also go to law school here in the US in order for you to establish your law career here?
Hindi po. So I was eligible to take the New York bar. So pinalad po ako na nakapasa sa New York bar, and then I joined the law firm initially with one of the local law firms here, and then after 2 years I started my own immigration law practice. At that time po, nung when I started my immigration law practice, I had to take any other cases that are available kasi pag po nag-uumpisa ka, you'll take everything. So
yes.
until I zeroed in to become an immigration attorney, nag-practice din po ako ng personal injury and other areas of law until like what I've said, nag-focus po ako sa immigration law.
Yes. Kino naman talaga tayo dito, eh, 'di ba? A little bit of everything muna and then kung ano yung gusto nating i-specialize or i-focus sa practice, and then we go that way. And the reason why I mentioned this because may mga Filipino lawyers na nagtatanong sa akin, you know, how to, kasi syempre they're also interested to take the bar here and then practice. Pag nag-take bar sila ng bar, pag pumasa ba sila, that can they practice here? So, part of it of course is immigration. Diba? So, yun ang mga tinatanong nila. Sabi ko, yes, of course, marami namang mga Filipino lawyers dito na nagpa-practice. And not necessarily just immigration.
Yes.
Pero nagkakataon lang kasi, diba? Dahil mga immigrants, hindi natin maiwasan talaga ang immigration din sa practice.
Meron po tayong natural constituency, especially if you're in areas where there are lots of Filipinos. As a matter of fact, pag Pilipino ka, kahit na hindi ka immigration lawyer, magtatanong sila sa iyo kung paano.
So napupunta ka na rin sa immigration, di ba?
Napupunta ka sa immigration until naisip mo siguro na I think this is a great areas of practice. So ito na yung practicing ko. Meron
yes,
akong mga kaibigan, gaya ng sabi niyo, Aileen, na
yes,
napunta po sila sa ibang areas of law.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, marami. We have actually, and I'm not sure if you're familiar with the NFALA, which is the National Filipino American Lawyers Association, that they have members from all over the U.S. It's a good, I joined that para makilala ko rin yung mga ibang mga Filipino-American lawyers dito sa US. And kung minsan nagtutulungan eh, may mga no, na-experience na sila na hindi pa natin na-experience. And, you know, we ask them and they're you know, they help, they support. We support each other kasi ganoon naman dapat tayo dito, di ba? Kaya nga tayo nag-thrive because we maintain that ano, community of support coming from, you know, group of people. Ayan, so ang New Jersey ay napakalapit sa ano, sa New York. So your law firm is based in New York. Nasa New York ba o nasa New Jersey yung ano?
Ang main office ko po is in New York, pero okay, meron din po akong administrative office dito sa New Jersey. At sa totoo lang po, most of the time nandito ako sa New Jersey because it's close to my other profession or other responsibility as mayor. So nandito po ako most of the time sa New Jersey.
Ayan, well, malapit lang naman. So if they need you there, 30 minutes lang yata, no? Drive?
Opo, or depends mga ganun po, 30 minutes. Actually, yung town ko po, from the border of New York to my town is 15 minutes lang kung...
Very, very near. How far is that from ano, Orange County?
Orange County po is next to Bergen County din. So,
malapit. Magkalapit, yes. Because that's where I usually go because I have relatives, my ano, mga kapamilya ko dyan sa New Jersey. That's where I go, so Orange County. So, yeah, it's different if you compare it sa Texas. Texas, we have very wide road. Ang lalaki ng mga daan, nakakalula. And then when we went to New Jersey, okay, so we have to adjust. But it's okay. I mean, people were, I know, I noticed people are friendly naman sa New Jersey. So bilang ano minority, of course, tsaka syempre we are people of color. Have you ever experienced being discriminated because of your color, Mayor? And how did you handle it, if ever?
I think if you're a minority, not just me, at some point you excuse me, you would feel the discrimination. So, sometimes it happens not directly but indirectly, but if that happens, I just have to assert myself. Because kung hindi natin i-assert yung sarili natin, they will push you more. So one experience, Aileen, it happened pa in court, and I think the person that did it probably has no intention to discriminate me, but sometimes stereotyping it results into discrimination. So
yes.
Nasa court ako, and then wala pa yung client ko, then the security officer, it's actually happened in immigration court. So he asked me, is your attorney here? I said, I am an attorney. No, I'm asking you, is your attorney here? I said, I am the attorney. So then he was confused because he thought that the respondent, you know, if you practice in immigration court, so akala siguro nila bihira silang makakita ng Filipino lawyer. So ang assumption nila pag minority ka is you are being deported.
You are the client.
You are the client. So he's asking me if my lawyer is there. It just so happened that my client was the Caucasian.
Oh, okay.
So baliktad ang tingin niya. So hindi.
Yeah.
So I mean I think that it's, you know, because of that kind of stereotyping na hindi tayo 'yon.
Yeah.
We are not in that level. That's why they're asking those questions. So
yeah.
So, you know, I just said, you know, why you have not seen, so I told him, why you have not seen a Filipino lawyer, an Asian lawyer?
Mm-hmm.
Then he was surprised and he was embarrassed.
Oh,
no, yeah. I'm sorry. I really apologize. So, because I had to, you know, I could have said, no, I'm an attorney, and then I could show my ID. But instead, I had to push him and try to embarrass him, not because I wanted to, but because he has to learn his lessons. That he can make an assumption. So that's how I handle it.
So in that case, it wasn't really intentional, the discrimination. It's because of the stereotype, kaya nangyayari yung mga ganon, ano? Pero I think, and that's why we are here, we're doing this, we're trying to change that stereotype na, hey, We are lawyers, doctors, you know, nurses, engineers, mayor here in the US. So I think
that is true. And I've always been challenging our kababayans to speak up and to join the mainstream, no? Para para hindi lang tayo trabaho ng trabaho. I mean, we have to come out in our in our own community, and we have to join other community.
Yes. So build relationship not just within Filipino community but also yung iba pang mga communities dito sa US. And I think yan ang mga napakaraming mga Filipino American organizations dito ngayon sa US, all over the US, about state meron. I think yun naman ang talagang ginagawa ng different organization, now, which is good because they need to know. Sometimes we're here but they will not know if we are very quiet, which is actually Filipino culture, diba? We're kind of like quiet people, mananahimik, most of the time mananahimik tayo, we are not confrontational. I'm not saying all of us, but it's a typical, you know, like Filipino culture. So speaking of Filipino culture, Mayor Amatorio, ano ang Filipino culture na dinala mo or pinapractice nyo sa family mo ngayon dito sa US?
It's very interesting question kasi yung dalawa kong excuse me, yung dalawa kong anak, I keep, you know, they don't speak fluent Tagalog, but they can speak, but you know, they understand. So I still try to instill to them yung Filipino culture.
Mm-hmm.
And then of course yung respect sa elders, basta Filipino, elders, tito, tita, tawag dyan.
Yes, you know, opo. Opo.
So they know how to do that. And sa bahay naman, you know, I make it a point that we always dine together as a family.
Mm-hmm.
Magkakasama. And, you know, we as much as possible, we go to a church together. All those things that that we were raised as Filipinos dun sa bahay natin. So.
Yes. And how about discipline? Meron din bang chinelas dyan?
I threat them, of course. I always threat them with that, but it remains a threat. So
do you do this? Yung, because I was watching Jokoy in the past, yung kanyang mga shows, no? And he was mimicking his mom na tinatakot, di ba? Yung sesyonalas, yung papaloyin, yung takot lang ba, ganon?
Minsan, but ganyan yan. Especially yung patas na. Pero ngayon, hindi mo na.
Hindi na pwede. But you have a five-year-old. You have a high school student and a five-year-old.
The five-year-old is, he has a different character. He's very makulit, but lagi sumusunod, kaya okay lang.
Oh, masunurin pa.
Oh,
yes, well, napaka-interesting naman that you brought the Filipino. Good, of course. You choose ones, the culture that we think that, you
and
know,
of course,
will,
the food.
Will apply
the food
here.
Is always Pinoy.
Oh, of course. And so may I ask, what is your favorite Filipino dish? And do you cook?
Oh, yes, I do. So as a matter of fact, yung bunso ko, yung 5 years old, ang paborito nun na sinigang. Ang tawag pa niya, siligang.
Siligang?
Dad, can you cook siligang? that's what he says. So.
Adobo, sinigang.
Adobo, siligang. Yes.
Yeah, we do have adobo, no, adobo festival, adobo showdown dito sa Texas eh. So, yeah, that's good. You know, it's interesting. I'm not sure if you have seen something like that sa Bergen Field, but Mayor, before we continue, we have you know, people, audience and listeners who are here with us today. We just want to greet them. Albert George Emmanuel Bersabe. He said, good morning. Good morning din sa'yo, Albert. And Rusty Lopez, may tanong na siya agad para kay Mayor. Ang sabi niya, is there an exemption for the test or interview portion of the citizenship process? Before natin yan itanong, Rusty, ha, let's ask first Mayor Amatorio here, since Mayor Amatorio is practicing immigration and we're going to talk about naturalization citizenship. Let's define first, Mayor. What is naturalization? What is the difference between naturalization and citizenship ba?
Well, they go hand in hand. So the naturalization is the it is the process of obtaining citizenship. So, di ba, yung citizenship can be obtained through if you are a natural born citizen or through the process of naturalization. So, for instance, dito sa atin sa United States, ang principle natin na sinusunod is yung jus soli and jus sanguine. If you
Yes.
are if you one of your parents are US citizen, then pinanganak ka ng US citizen, you acquire the citizenship of your parent. Kung hindi ka naman pinanganak sa kung hindi naman US citizen yung ano yung parents mo at pinanganak ka sa US soil, US territory, you could still be a natural born citizen.
You
If you,
solid naman yan.
yes,
Yeah.
jus soli naman. So if neither are you if you that do not fall under those categories, meron tayong tinatawag na naturalization process, which is, you know, yung if you obtain green card, nagpakasal ka sa US citizen, or you are in the members of the military, those process will, you can still obtain citizenship through the process of naturalization.
Ayan, so in other words, of course, naturalization is a process. Ang citizenship is it's like a
The
right,
status
really.
of a person.
Status, yes, that's right, that's right. And of course, importanteng malaman natin ang ano ba ang mga requirements of for naturalization. It's going to be, I know it's gonna just you can go deeper, but let's just go over, you know, like just give us an overview of you, Mayor, as to the requirements for naturalization.
Okay, so I mean we have basic requirements for naturalization. Syempre yung dapat pag nag-apply ka ng naturalization, you know, you must be at least 18 years old, and then that's a age requirement, and then yung physical presence mo dapat 5 years ka na sa United States calendar year, at dun sa 5 years na yon dapat ano nandito ka for at least an aggregate of 30 months. Okay? And then dapat hindi ka nag-depart sa United States or you were not outside of the United States for more than 1 year. Otherwise, you become ineligible. Okay? And then yung civic test na tinatawag at saka yung English proficiency. So, yun ang very very basic. So, ngayon if you are below 18 years old, you can still acquire naturalization kung one of your parents is a natural born or a naturalized citizen. Tapos yung other avenue is you enter into the military, and then nag-serve ka ng 1 year, and you have an honorable discharge when you left. So yun ang very basic. The rest medyo complicated, but if you want to be in those category, you have to consult immigration attorney kasi baka ma-misinterpret.
Tama yan. And of course, it's a case-to-case basis. So it's always better to consult an attorney licensed to practice law here in the US kasi federal naman ang immigration. So even if you are in California, you can consult with an attorney na like you can consult with an attorney here sa dyan, sa New York
Yes.
because immigration practice is federal law. Yan. Thank you Mayor sa mga requirements na yan. Although syempre general lang yan like you said if they have a specific case or a special case
Right.
they have to consult an attorney. Now I guess we can go ahead and answer this question of Rusty Lopez. Is there an exemption for the test or interview portion of the citizenship process? Alam niyo, maraming natatakot sa exam actually. Medyo tanong nila, attorney, may exam ba yan? Paano diyan pumasa? Ganon.
As a general rule, kailangan yung test, yung civic, tsaka yung English, right? So, pero merong very slim chance of you being unexempted pero magre-request ka ng waiver kung may disability ka. Kung halimbawa, matagal ka ng green card, and then halimbawa, hindi ka makasalita o hindi ka makapag ma you know yung meron kang mental deficiency, so and you will be certified by a doctor, so you can be exempted. So if you know somebody or If there is a possibility na gustong may kilala kayo na gustong mag-citizen at hindi makapasa, pwedeng mag-request ng exemption.
Ayan. So thank you sa question mo, Rusty Lopez, and thank you sa at sagot, Mayor Matorio. Now, this question I want to ask kasi, bakit ba natin pinag-uusapan ng naturalization and citizenship? Ano ba ang importance or benefits ng if you are naturalized? At sasagutin niya ni Mayor Amatorio pagbalik natin after a very short break, kaya stick around.
Hello to everyone from Roof Chamber Radio. I'm encouraging all of you to stay here, stay in this chamber. If you want to be inspired, you want to be encouraged, this is where it's at. And we're all going to need this, especially, you know, in this new year that we're in. We don't know what's up for tomorrow. We don't know what's going to happen next week or next month. But I believe that when you gather with people who believe in the power, the faithfulness and the goodness of the Lord Jesus Christ, there is power in that in itself. So stay here. Stay in the Roof Chamber Radio. Be inspired, be encouraged, and let's all go through life, not on our own, and more than just with each other, but let's speak the faith, let's share the faith, let's live by faith, and let's walk by faith. God bless you all, everyone. From Roof Chamber Radio.
And we're back, and we still have your mayor, Arvin Amatorio of Bergenfield, New Jersey. Before we answer that question, I just want to say hi to Delia Ligot, my mom. She's in Australia, so she said hello, watching from Sydney. So hello. Okay, so the question was, ano nga ba ang importance ng or benefits of being naturalized here in the U.S., Mayor?
So there are several benefits na ano no na why if you have the eligibility or if you have the opportunity to become a citizen, that it's a good thing, lalo na meron na tayong ngayong dual citizenship law sa Pilipinas. So you don't have to even if you lost your Philippine citizenship, you can go back. So, you know, for as a US citizen, of course, ang number one dyan is you can vote in an election.
Yes.
You can be part of the process. So, local election, federal election, you can vote. Of course, you can also run for public office. You know, like me, so you're eligible to do that. Aside from that, you can also petition your parents. If your parents are still alive, you can petition for your spouse kung hindi siya US citizen. And kung may anak ka na minors, you can still petition them. And also, even may asawa, medyo mahaba lang yung pila. Diba? So,
yes.
At sa ngayon, although there were proposals na tanggalin yung siblings, pwede pa rin nating i-petition yung mga kapatid natin. So in terms of immigration, those are the benefits.
Yeah.
Right? So, and of course, if you're a citizen, you're entitled to US passport, then you can travel with your US passport.
Yan, marami nga naman talagang benefits din. So the question is, bakit naman ayaw mo pang mag-naturalize? Kasi may mga Filipino na magugulat ka na lang, ay, hindi pa ako nakapag-naturalize. And one of the reasons na naririnig ko is money. Yan, sabi nila, oh, medyo hirap pa, attorney, mga ganon. So, magkano bang involved? Bakit may mga kababayan tayo na nagdadalong isip mag-file muna ng application nila for naturalization just because, they're considering money? Meron bang talagang kailangan na income, certain income, at bakit importante ba? Is that a factor? Siguro yun yung tanong.
I believe for an ordinary Filipinos, lalo na sa mga kababayan natin na lagi naman nagtatrabaho, minimal lang naman yung ating mga expenses dyan. Filing fee lang is, if I'm not mistaken, 700 something, 765, if I'm not mistaken. So, and you can do it on your own. You just follow the, unless you have a complicated case,
yes,
then you
yes.
have to seek the assistance of an attorney. Pero kung basic yung application mo, you can do it on your own. Siyempre, magre-research ka, magtatrabaho ka. If you don't want to do that, you better hire an attorney. Baka magkamali ka.
Yes. Tapos magastos pagka ano, pagka nagkataon. Yeah.
Pero walang requirement na income, no? Mm-hmm. Hindi kailangan na unlike sa family-based na petition, you have to prove ng income ng petitioner para suportahan ka. Sa US citizenship, wala na yon. So kahit na wala kang trabaho, pwede kang mag-apply ng citizenship. Kaya lang, pag masyado kang humihingi ng public assistance, pwedeng maging negative factor sa iya dun sa tinatawag natin na moral character. It could affect also. So, pero generally speaking, walang requirement na income if you want to apply for US citizenship.
I'm so sorry, for some reason nag-crash ang computer ko. I'm glad Mayor's still there. I was all of a sudden, this is the first time it happened to me. This is weird, pero it happens, you know, technical issues happen. It just crashed. I mean, it turned black all the way black.
It happens, so it happens, okay lang. At nakompleto ko naman yata yung...
Hindi ko na nga lang narinig, pero at least ang audience natin ay malamang, syempre, they napakinggan. And I'm glad that Mayor is here and you didn't get lost in the...
Itutuloy ko na sana eh.
Ikaw na mag-host ng usapang off the record. Total off the record naman to, Mayor. But okay, so anyways, let's go ahead and ask this question. Meron ditong question si Rusty Lopez. Rusty said, follow-up question, what if, ito sa mga special cases na siguro ito, mga instances no, na nararanasan nila, what if my green card expires while my application for naturalization is pending? Do I still need to apply for a new card? Ito madalas na itatanong din sa akin ng question na ito eh. Go ahead, Mayor.
Ang advice ko sa mga client ko, they don't have to. Kasi mabilis naman yung process ng naturalization. So, as a matter of fact, if you apply for a new card, baka mas matagal pang dumating yung card mo, citizen ka na.
Nauna pa, no?
Don't waste the money.
Yes. Kasi may ano din yun eh, merong fees there.
May fees yan. No? Tsaka nga nag-expire naman yung card mismo, hindi naman yung permanent residency mo.
Oh, yung status, hindi yung naman. Status, it's just a card. Tama. Okay, good question, Rusty Lopez. And here is another question from Orly R. Dizon. I remember, I think this one is, but let's go ahead and read it. A question ni Orly. I remember during your campaign, I read that your opponent questioned your ability to practice in New Jersey, saying that you are not a graduate of ABA school and New Jersey do not allow foreign law graduates to take the New Jersey bar exam. Obviously, your opponent was not successful. So, how did you handle this issue?
Oh, thank you for asking that question, Orly. No, so. So I, you know, when I was campaigning and all throughout, I've never misrepresented myself to be a member of the New Jersey bar. I'm a member of the New York bar. And sabi nga ni, like minentioned ni Eileen kanina, immigration law is a federal law. So we practice federal law. So I can practice anywhere in the United States. All states I can practice. So when I go to New Jersey, I practice immigration, so I'm allowed to practice immigration law in New Jersey and any states in the United States.
Ayan.
So but alam niyo sa politics, they will twist it, so it will come out that I'm illegally practicing law. But That's why they were not successful because they're just twisting the state.
Yes, that's all. Oh, obviously, di ba? Sabi niya, obviously, you know, you are successful defending that, because here you are right now, and we're glad you did it, because you know now we have a Filipino American, Mayor sa Bergenfield, New Jersey, and so she's Shell. My question, Shell DeSeco, if while my application for citizenship and naturalization, if while my application for citizenship is still pending and I get a divorce, can I still become a citizen? Ito madalas na itatanong din ng mga kababayan natin.
So I assume yung citizenship niya is based on
marriage.
Marriage, yeah. Right?
Siguro, yes.
So usually kasi kung ang application mo ng citizenship is based on a 3-year permanent residency because you're married to a US citizen tapos nag-divorce ka, pag nakita ng USCIS yan, they will not adjudicate your case.
Mm-hmm.
Until your permanent residency becomes 5 years. Kasi yung basis of 3 years is the law states that you're married to a US citizen. So kung hindi ka na married, so the law is not complied anymore.
Let's see. So continue pa rin, matatagalan lang because iba na yung ano mo, yung time frame mo. Yan. So huwag ka mag-alala, Shell. Okay?
You will still get your naturalization but not 3 years.
Okay, good. That's it. Okay, so at meron siyang second question. Si Shell, can I travel outside the US while I wait for my citizenship application?
Oo naman, kaya lang ang dapat mong bantayan diyan, baka dumating yung interview notice mo nasa labas ka. So
nagmadali.
Either ma-miss mo yung interview and they will deny the application as deemed abandoned or ma-delay.
Mm, I see. Pwedeng i-reschedule ba iyon?
Oo.
Yes. But you have to do it on ano, yung timely.
Timing mo yan.
Oo. Kasi pag hindi ka kumilos, pinabayaan mo, they will consider it abandonment. So, magsisimula ka ulit sa simula. Panibagong gastos na naman yon, di ba?
Naman yan.
Kasi hindi ibabalik yung fees na binayaran mo.
Yes.
Ayan. All right. Thank you, Shell. And si Lenny Quasito Botchel, sabi niya, good morning, watching from Philippines. Good morning, Lenny. Ayan. And ito pa, meron tayo dito from Rochelle Ligot Taseco. Good morning, sis. Pa-shout out po sa Robio Pangasinan. That's my town province. yeah, kumusta Kilantan at Pangasinan? So, ayun. Kaagwan na si Ren. Okay. Ito, meron si, si Albert George Emmanuel Bersabe. Hi, attorney. How do I know or prove that a person is indeed a U.S. citizen? For example, in dating websites, there are many who say they are U.S. citizens. So, naniniguro, what document could I ask a potential girlfriend? That's a very interesting question, Albert. Yeah, Mayor.
Well, the best proof is kung if you will boil down to that kind of qualification, hanapan mo ng passport kasi nakita mo yung US passport. Of course, you're a citizen niya. Of course naman kung halimbawa ang proof ng citizenship kung wala siyang passport kasi hindi naman lahat ng US citizen nag-apply ng passport.
Mm-hmm.
Yung tinatawag na naturalization certificate. Diba? Okay naman yung birth certificate niya. Yun ang proof ng citizenship. Kung pinanganak siya dito, automatic yun, US citizen. Kung nag-naturalize siya, meron yung naturalization certificate. Kung ayaw naman niya ipakita yung naturalization certificate niya, pwede rin yung US passport.
Ayan.
Yun lang, yun lang ang 3 proof mo.
Yeah. So Albert, if you're in doubt,
yeah,
you ask for proof. That's your that's the best thing you can do para hindi ka, magsisi sa bandang ulit if ever it didn't go, the way you expected it. Yeah. So okay. And from ano Emmy Ligot, my cousin. Hello, watching from Cavite, sa Cavite naman, Philippines. Ayan, hello sa mga taga Cavite, Caviteño. Ayan. So Mayor, I guess na siguro we have time to ask this question. So let me just ask a follow-up question doon sa related din dito sa citizenship and naturalization natin, ano? Do you have any in terms of naturalization and citizenship, did you handle a very interesting case you want to share, like siguro unique or not, that doesn't usually happen? Do you have some kind of cases like that?
I have a lot of cases, complicated cases, and even sometimes some basic cases. I always remember all those cases because being put, especially yung mga regular filings mo sa USCIS, sometimes it becomes ministerial, right?
Yes.
But if you are handling cases in the deportation, ito yung medyo you put more time, and sometimes you invest emotion, because you become invested in the family.
Yes.
Lalo na yung mga na dinedeport na na-establish na sila dito, nandito na yung pamilya nila, nandito na yung bahay nila, nandito na yung trabaho nila, and for them, wala na silang babalikan. So iba yung at stake, no? Because you're uprooting the family and the kids never knew the Philippines, karamihan sa kanila. Ganun.
Mm-hmm.
So yun yung mga cases na laging natatandaan mo. And as a matter of fact, recently, siguro not too long ago, I came across a case. Matagal na yung case na, no? It took many years.
Mm-hmm.
Tinamaan ng pandemic, so na postpone. And it was very, very memorable to me kasi nung dinampot siya ng ICE at dinetain, Christmas Eve.
Oh.
Christmas Eve. And nung kinuha siya, it was at the presence of his young son, very young son.
Uh-huh.
So nag-iiyak yung bata. Sabi niya, "Dad, nasan ka? Saan kanila dadali?"
Mm-hmm.
So in English, so because the
yes.
was, mm-hmm. Kasi hindi marunong mag-Tagalog kasi Caucasian yung spouse niya.
Mm-hmm.
So it took sometimes na kulong siya, so nilabas ko sa kulungan, so emotion ako, na-reopen, and then eventually na-approve ng judge. So but it took some time. So nung nag-hearing kami, iyak talagang umiiyak silang family kasi yung dinaanan nila.
Yeah.
So I can't help but to be emotional also because of the stories, no? Na this is a very, very honest guy, honest family, and as a matter of fact, victim siya. Kumuha siya ng visa sa Pilipinas, so regular yung process niya, hindi niya alam na pero way, way back. Kasi nung araw, di ba, kung natatandaan mo, pag pumunta ka sa mga agency,
yes,
binigay niya, nagpatulong lang siya, binigay niya lahat, original lahat ng documents niya.
Uh-huh.
So akala niya, tapos ang sabi sa kanya, no appearance kasi may mga reason. Pero that, meron pa talagang no appearance.
Mm-hmm.
Meron pang process na exempted yung appearance sa interview. So yes. Akala niya ganun.
Oo.
Fake pala dito, fake yung kanya.
Oo, yeah. Nakakalungkot kasi ito yung mga ganun na mga pangyayari. It affects not just the person involved, kundi yung buong family. Buong family talaga yan. So kaya nga pagka meron tayong tinulungan, no, para mo na rin tinulungan yung buong family niya kasi dadalhin niya yung family and then pare-reunite sila dito. So it's really important. Kaya sana yung mga nanloloko natin na mga agencies dyan, kababayan, naman sila. Think about the consequence.
Paalala po sa ating mga kababayan, wala na pong visa waiver appearance, so they have to go to an interview unless unless you are a diplomatic or official travel, sometimes it happens.
Yeah.
Pero
so,
kung
yeah.
Yung regular process po, you have to go to the embassy.
To the embassy. Okay, at least ngayon narinig na nila yan. They know hindi na sila dapat maloko pa. Meron ditong follow-up question si ano, si Albert, sabi niya, if a person is a registered voter, meron naman siyang ano doon related sa kanyang tanong kanina. Huh? Talagang ano, sinisiguro mo, sinisiguro. If a person is a registered voter, does that mean she is a US citizen?
As a general rule, yes. Tama po 'yan, no? Kasi only citizen can vote. However, mayroon pong mga nagba-violate niyan. Na kasi po ang depende po sa state o sa county, may baka nag-register siya kasi ang requirement lang po sa registration is yung ano mo po yung nag-o-oath ka lang na you're a US citizen. So kung bumoto siya, nagpa-register siya pero hindi siya citizen, pwede rin po 'yon. Kaya lang that is a felony or violation po 'yan.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, pag meron pong nag false claim of citizenship, that person, he or she will never be a citizen.
Never kayo magpapanggap na US citizen if you are not.
Magpanggap na US citizen, never ever do that. Wala pong kapatawaran 'yan sa immigration.
Yeah, sabi niya dito, her name daw reflects in the New Jersey database of voters. Ayan, taga New Jersey pa pala.
so gaya po nga nung sabi ko, most likely po oo, kung ayaw po niya ipakita yung passport niya o yung ano, yung kanyang naturalization or birth certificate at meron siyang at registered voter siya, I would say kung 99% po US citizen siya. Wag sana, siguro naman po by presumption of regularity, hindi siya nag-false claim of citizenship.
Oh, yeah. Siguro naman. Ayan. So, salamat sa questions, Albert. And salamat sa answer, Mayor Amatorio. We'll just pause for a short break. At pagbalik natin, pag-usapan naman natin ang political background or story ng ating Filipino-American mayor ng Bergenfield, New Jersey. So, stick around.
Hi. We are so pleased to be with you. Thank you for being with us. We want to invite you to be part of the Difusión Latina, Portal de Fe. We are the Spanish Ministry of Roof Chamber Radio, and we are so blessed to be with these guys all around the world. Please be with us on YouTube and Facebook. We would love very much to know how God is blessing you, and please come along and support us. God bless you, and see you then.
And we're back, and syempre pa kasama pa rin natin si Mayor Arvin Amatori ng Bergenfield, New Jersey. At ang gusto nga nating malaman, Mayor Amatorio, ay how did you get involved in politics? Tell us about your life being a mayor in Bergenfield.
Way back po nung 2014, I'm involved po sa community, sa mga organizations. So nagkaroon po ng vacancy. So they asked me to run. So ang sabi ko ayoko kasi I just wanted to work and you know raise the family kasi bata pa po yung panganay ko noon. So I have no intention of going into politics. I'm not saying I don't like politics, but because I'm involved with the political group, pero I think sabi ko nga maybe next time or hindi pa panahon. Kaya lang pinipilit po tayo, ganun po pala siguro talaga pag minsan may tiyempo dumadating, so you have to grab the opportunity. So I decided to get into politics, tumakbo akong council at na energize yung mga kababayan natin dito sa Bergenfield. So nanalo po tayo sa council, and then doon na po nag-umpisa yung ating leadership sa council. I became council president. And eventually, I ran for mayor. So I beat the incumbent. You know, yung natalo po natin, incumbent mayor, and has been re-elected also in the as mayor. So nagkaisa po tayo mga Pilipino, and niligawan ko din po yung mga ibang ethnicity at nagsipag po tayo mga kampanya. So that's for the key. And then I communicated why I'm the best person to lead the town.
Of course. And matanong ko lang, Mayor Armatorio, what is the demographic of Bergenfield? Gaano kalaking population and what is the demographic?
Bergenfield is about 29,000 population. So it's a mid-sized town. We are close to New York City. So suburban po kami. We're like a bedroom of New York City. So yung karamihan po dito works in the city, work in the metropolitan area. So sa araw, nagta-travel and then come back here, you know, in the evening. So we're a very diverse community. 23% are Filipinos, about 26% Latinos, and then 37% Caucasian. Mm-hmm. And then we have a sizable Jewish community. At iba-iba na po yung yung iba.
And others. So very diverse naman pala. Pero bakit nila tinawag na Little Manila ang Bergenfield?
Kasi po, kaya tinawag na Little Manila kasi yung sa county namin, Bergen County has 21,000 Filipino population. So about 5,000-6,000 of those live in Bergenfield. So nandito yung concentration. Pero naka-spread na yung iba. Pero hindi pa rin kami majority sa town. We are sizable community, yung Filipino, pero hindi kami yung pinakamalaking demographics.
Oho, kasi diba 23%, diba, yeah, ang Filipino. So, how active are the Filipino community in Bergenfield?
Very active po ang Filipino community, lalo na sa church. Mm-hmm. Alam niyo naman kung ang mga Filipino, very religious, yeah, whether Katoliko, Christian, or Iglesia ni Cristo. So, very, very religious tayo. You know, we were raised to believe in God sa Pilipinas. So pagdating natin dito, that is the first community where we go, no? Where we find the common faith, tapos dun tayo nagki-create ng sarili nating community. So very active, diyan nag-umpisa.
Ayan. So that's good kasi dito sa Houston, very very buhay na buhay ang mga Filipino Americans organizations. As a matter of fact, dito lang mismo sa Houston merong mga about 40 plus Filipino American organization, may Tagalog organization, you know, name it, andito yan. Mga school organization, alumni, yan, meron kami dito. So and then I believe it's because we have a large community of Filipinos and very, very diverse naman talaga din ang Houston. So ito meron ditong very interesting question, Mayor. Si Orly, nagbabalik si Orly Ardizon. Ang sabi niya, last week, sa usapang off the record, Mayor Ron Falcone of Brunswick, Ohio, said that being a mayor is just a part-time job and his law practice is his full-time. Unlike in the Philippines, are you allowed to practice law full-time while being a mayor? So I think he's saying because sa Philippines, ang full-time, politician ka, pag mayor ka, full-time job ang pagiging mayor. Dito, part-time lang, as according to Mayor Ron Falcone. So I guess ang question niya sa'yo is, how about you, Mayor?
Yung sabi ni Mayor Falcone, no, that is correct, but with some classification, no, I'm sure the mayor of Houston is a full-time position. So if you are a mayor of big cities like Houston or New York City or Los Angeles or Newark here in Bergenfield or in New Jersey or Jersey City, these are full-time positions. So may mga cities or boroughs na full-time na part-time yung pagiging mayor. As a matter of fact, even not just the mayor, even yung state assembly or state senate and other positions, these are part-time positions that they allow the elected official to practice their professions outside of those elected positions.
Ayan. So thank you. So it depende doon sa sa lawak at saka dami na siguro ng trabaho mo bilang mayor. Kung may time ka pa na gumawa ng iba ang bagay. Yeah. So Mayor, do you have any announcements or any ongoing or upcoming events or projects that you'd like to share with us? Like for example, yung sinasabi mo kanilang wellness program mo?
Yes. Thank you, Eileen. No, we're still ongoing pa rin yung Mayor's Wellness Campaign namin. So Monday, we have Zumba in the park. Tuesday, we have health education. Wednesday, we have yoga. And Thursday, we have a walk in the park with the mayor and council. And Friday, we have line dancing, Eileen. So we have a lot of kababayans.
Every Friday yan? Every Friday, ng gabi?
6 weeks, yes.
So kanina nag-line dance ka pa, Mayor?
I had to go there kasi I make it a point that in all these events I show up if I can. So nagpunta pa ako siguro mga 5 minutes nag-line dancing ako.
Wow, talaga naman. That is very exciting to see the mayor doing the line dance with the people in the community. I wish that could happen here also, but I don't know, it's a big community. So I understand din na maybe the challenge is the time, the place, ganyan din. But it's so nice to see. I look at your Facebook page and there's so many things there, very interesting that is happening. I feel like you're focusing on wellness, health, and which is, of course, health is wealth. That is very important. So Mayor, for those who don't know you personally, who is Arvin Amatorio?
So si Arvin Amatorio po is simpleng tao po ako. I'm a lawyer by profession, and I'm also a public servant. But first of all, I'm a family man. I have a family. My wife, Ilya Evangelista. I have 2 sons. And I still manage to bring my kids to their sports. So, priority po natin yan. So I always make sure that whenever there's an opportunity, I'll be there with them, going to sports, bringing them to schools, picking them up. And on top of that, full-time po tayo as lawyer. And I'm very active also in the community. Sabi nga po ni Mayor Falcon, part-time job yan, pero I'm proud to say full-time po tayo. I'm monitoring everything. I'm hands-on and I'm on top of everyday activities in Bergenfield. So very busy po tayo but sa puso po natin, hindi nawawala yung pagiging Pilipino. Mabuhay po ang Pilipinas. Mabuhay po ang kababayan natin. But at the same time, we are very thankful and we are very appreciative of our adopted country, the United States of America.
Yes, and thank you very much for that very beautiful insights and a message and very inspiring din naman talaga. At this is a really good conversation with our Mayor Arvin Amatorio ng Bergenfield, New Jersey. And Mayor, if someone has a specific questions for you, how do they go about it? How do they contact you?
So if you have a Facebook page, please follow Mayor Arvin Amatorio sa Facebook po natin. At if you wanna reach out to me po regarding immigration questions or immigration practice, please go to amatoriolaw.com. May phone number po ako dyan, may email po ako dyan. You can reach out to me and just send me in your questions.
Ayan, so you know where to go. It's Mayor Arvin Amatorio Facebook page. And of course, amatoriolaw.com if it's related sa kanya, sa work, sa immigration, I mean, sa law practice, ayan. At syempre, if you have any question for me, you can contact me naman dito sa, you can call us at 713-936-2889 or visit legotdisonlaw.com if you have any question for me, of course. And so Mayor Amatorio, ang bilis ng oras, ano? Thank you for sharing your insights today with our audience and listeners. We really appreciate your time and effort because I know you have a very busy schedule and I'm glad that we are able to do this interview and hopefully in the future ay maimitan namin kayo ulit dito sa Usapang Off the Record. So salamat din sa lahat ng mga nanood at nakinig sa amin dito sa Usapang Off the Record. And I'd like to say thank you to Roof Chamber Radio Pinoy for this opportunity. Thank you sa ating president na si Fenji Villasin. Sana ay gumaling ka na, Fenji. At masamahan mo kami dito sa Usapang Off the Record. Sa lahat ng mga nanood, mga kaibigan, mga kababayan, I wish that you will have a great weekend. Katulad ng sabi ni Mayor, importante ang health mo. Well, health is wealth. Kaya go out there, have fun, exercise, and be healthy. I'll see you all next week sa isa na namang Usapang Off the Record. This is Eileen. Have a great weekend, everyone. Make it worth it. Thank you, Mayor Amatorio.
Thank you, Eileen.
Yes.